I would invite you next to turn with me to Lord's Day number 23. On either side of the bench, you should find a Three Forms Confession booklet. As part of our morning service, we read through the Heidelberg Catechism on an annual basis, as it covers what we would regard as the whole counsel of God, that we would each year be reminded of what it is, the fundamentals that we believe, why we believe it. And of course, as we come now to Lord's Day 23, we've gone through the Apostles' Creed, the various articles and statements. And if you look at question 59, it pretty well sums it up. Well, what good does it do to believe all this? Well, we will read these three questions and answers, 59 through 61. I'll read the question, we'll read the answers together, and then I'll share a few thoughts about each of these. So Lord's Day 23, question, answer 59 and following. What does it help you now that you believe all this? That I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life. How are you righteous before God? Only by true faith in Jesus Christ. That is, although my conscience accuses me that I have grievously sinned against all the commandments of God and have never kept any of them and am still prone always to all evil, yet God, without any merit of mine, of mere grace, grants and imputes to me the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ, as if I never had nor committed sins, and had myself accomplished all the obedience which Christ has fulfilled for me, if only I accept such benefit with a believing heart. Why do you say that you are righteous by faith only? Not that I am acceptable to God on account of the worthiness of my faith, but because only the satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ is my righteousness before God, and I can receive the same and make it my own in no other way than by faith only. I recently ran across an article that was saying, well, how can we tell if our children are regenerate? And there's a couple things in there. And among the things, it says, well, they can give an expression of what the gospel is, of how it is that we interact with the truth of God's word. That they might pray, that there might be evidence in their lives. Well, in the case of Lord's Day 23, it's really getting around to the same point. The Apostles' Creed, I believe in God the Father Almighty, and the Holy, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Well, how do our convictions regarding those doctrinal statements come full circle in terms of the impact of our hearts? What difference does that make in our lives? Well, that's really the angle of this Lord's Day. How does it help you now to believe all this? Well, what all that is teaching us, the nature of God, the suffering, the death of Christ, the benefits that accrue to us through the gospel, it's showing us how we find acceptance before God. That I am righteous in Christ before God and an heir of eternal life. How are you right? Are you accountable? Are you successful in attaining these things? Well, the answer comes back. No, we're only righteous before God by true faith in Jesus Christ. We're sinners. We know we're sinners, right? We've never fully obeyed perfectly the will of God at any time. Yet God, without any merit or works of our own, of mere grace, grants and imputes to us the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ. That is to say, when we believe the gospel, it's because God's grace and Spirit have renewed our hearts. Because His grace has been made known, what's in here then becomes expressed in our minds, in our words, and in our actions. And of course, our hope is not that we're going to do all the right things to get in good with God. No. We start with the confession that we're not righteous, that we're sinful. We start with the realization that we deserve temporal and eternal condemnation. And of course, the extension of this is that God in His grace supplies what we need. How are you righteous? Well, only by being in Christ. Only by being covered by His righteousness. And the joy of joys. We live the Christian life not trying to attain the goal of salvation, as if a works upon works upon discipline is going to get us to God. No. Instead, we believe that we are sinful in ourselves, but declared righteous. Christ's righteousness is our righteousness. And so we long and desire to do that which is a proper response of gratitude to God. In fact, I should have seen this a long time ago, but when I was preaching on conversion, was it last Sunday? Two Sundays? It was last Sunday. The catechism deals with conversion in the third part of the catechism. How are you a Christian? Well, by knowing the greatness of your sin and misery, by knowing how you're redeemed from your sin and misery, and then thirdly, how you are to thank God for this deliverance. Conversion is in the third section. Think about that. The dying of the old man, the coming to life of the new man. It's not how we're saved. It's the evidence of how we're saved, about how God's grace works within us. Why do you say that you are righteous by faith only? Well, not that I am acceptable to God on the count of the worthiness of my faith, but because only the righteousness, the satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ is my righteousness before God, and that I can receive the same and make it my own in no other way than by faith only. And so you have in the when we celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, you have the gospel summarized in a nutshell, that the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross is the sole, the only foundation of our salvation. Take, eat, remember and believe that your sins are forgiven, that you are covered by the death of Christ on the cross. We'll just draw your attention on the back page of your bulletins. This whole year we've been going through the parallel or the harmony of the three forms of where the other confessions, the Belgic Confession, the Canons of Dort, parallel the teachings of the Catechism. And look in the second article there, Article 23, wherein our justification before God consists. Just that first paragraph. We believe that our salvation consists, the sum total of our salvation, in the remission of our sins for Jesus Christ's sake, and that therein our righteousness before God is implied, as David and Paul teach, declaring this to be the blessedness of the man, that God imputes righteousness apart from works. The same apostle says that we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we always hold fast this foundation, ascribing all the glory to God, humbling ourselves before Him, and acknowledging ourselves to be such as we really are, without presuming to trust in anything in ourselves. So as I began, what is it that we believe as Christians? Well, chiefly that our sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ's death on the cross, and that God grants us, He imputes to us, all of Christ's virtue and perfection to our account, as if we had never sinned, as if we had perfectly obeyed all of God's law.